you believe in the American dream? I still believe you can hear me scream. You're still alive, still on fire. I defy the aim of mine.
My guest at this time is rock and roll legend Ted Nugent. One of his many great songs there, I Still Believe. Ted Nugent has sold more than 40 million albums over his decades-long career. He's also well known for being an avid defender of the First and Second Amendments, including being an active voice in the current gun debate. He's a prolific author of many books, and most recently, a new columnist at WND.com entitled The Ted Offensive. And Ted, it's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Greg. I bring you greetings from the positive barbecue epicenter of Texas.
Excellent. Well, it was in Texas where you made some headlines earlier in the week. You were a guest of Piers Morgan on CNN. He's obviously been championing the push for more restrictive gun legislation. And here's perhaps the most famous clip from that encounter earlier in the week.
100,000 Americans get hit by gunfire a year.
Those include bad guys getting shot
18,000 of those kill themselves with guns. Right.
Japan has a higher suicide rate, and they're not allowed to get downwind of a gun.
How many people got murdered by guns in Japan in the last two or three years?
We're not talking about guns. We're talking about the act of murder. Do you care about murders, or do you only care about murders with guns?
I care about all deaths.
I don't think you do. I think you care about guns. I think you're obsessed with guns.
No, I'm obsessed. 99.99%
of the gun owners of America are wonderful people that you are hanging around with here today.
Yeah.
Perfectly safe, perfectly harmless, wonderful, loving, giving, generous, caring people. Would you leave us the hell alone? Go after the nut jobs. Go after the murderers, because I don't know any.
And Ted, you basically drove right in there at the premise of what I think a lot of gun owners believe about the media push and perhaps the governmental push for more restrictive gun legislation is how they come at this issue. What did you see in Piers Morgan, and what do you see in this larger debate?
Well, Greg, as I will be writing weekly on my WND.com column, is that the Nugent family is addicted to truth. We celebrate self-evident truth, common sense, and logic, which is widespread, approaching universality across America, at least in working hard, playing hard, productive America, where I hang out. And what I brought to Piers Morgan, obviously, was the ratings that he needed. I am convinced that Piers Morgan was sent by God to represent everything that doesn't agree with Ted Nugent, because you got to either be the devil's advocate or the devil to argue with me, because I'm a simple man. I'm 64 years clean and sober. I never went to college because I was too busy learning stuff, and the stuff that I learned, I had to bend Pierce over the other night and deposit it post-haste. And in fact, I'm saving money on dog food this week because I'm just letting my three Labradors lick the shrapnel from Pierce's skull out of my boot cleats. That was too easy, because if you try to argue that the Chicago, Mexico, Washington, D.C., Rwanda gun-free zone is somehow desirable, then you are either as equally evil as the murderers that slaughter innocent people in those gun-free zones, or you are opening the door and rolling out the red carpet that is red because it's saturated with the blood of innocent victims that are piled higher in gun-free zones than anywhere in the world. And anybody that dares debate me about what the Second Amendment means and whether free Americans have the right to keep and bear arms as a gift from God, a right from God, as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, I will do to you what I did to Pierce, and I will embarrass you, and I will make you look like some subservient sheep from England.
The very first line in your very first column is a counter to one of the questions that Piers Morgan and other proponents of gun control legislation have asked other people who hold your position. And that is, yes, these may exist and maybe you have a right to it at the present time, but why do you need a weapon that fires so many bullets at one time? What is your thrust in your column, and what is your thrust to those who ask that question from the mainstream media?
Well, first of all, as soon as that mindless question is uttered from a sheep's lips, it's beautiful. Again, another gift from God, because common sense people know that it's not the bill of needs. Common sense people know that you don't need two homes and you don't need more than one TV. common sense people know that quality of life and freedom has absolutely nothing to do with needs. And then when you scrutinize the self-evident truth of God-given individual rights that we all know instinctively, the Founding Fathers wrote it down not because they got together and had a good idea, because they knew that the king denied these self-evident truths and these God-given individual rights. So we wrote down the self-evident truth-based God-given rights that we, the people, in this new land, free of kings, free of emperors, free of tyrants, free of slave drivers, that we will exercise our God-given, instinctual, self-evident, truth-based right to self-defense from any evil force that threatens our gift of life from God, and especially power-abusing monsters in government that try to rear their tyrannical or emperor or slave driver or king's head ever again. Anybody that doesn't understand that I really appreciate that they're there. I appreciate they have a microphone. I appreciate that they have a television show and a radio show, because if they expose this numbnut, mindless, soulless premise, I can overwhelm them with logic and a tsunami of evidence and truth and facts, and we win. But I pray to God that more and more people join the National Rifle Association so that we can continue to spread this good word of self-evident truth in our everyday lives. We've got the president. We've got a gun-running attorney general. We have a Mao Tse-Tung fan club in the White House. We have a secretary of state that refuses to provide security for American citizens in the most dangerous hell zones of the world, and that's because we, the people, are dying of the curse of apathy, and we've got to end the apathy now, because God sent me here to pursue my own happiness, and anybody that gets in the way, I will go Pierce Morgan on you.
So in light of that, when you hear the president say that he's an ardent defender of the Second Amendment, respects the right to hunt, he's only invoking these quote-unquote common sense restrictions in the wake of horrific events like Newtown, Aurora, and some of these other tragedies around the country, what do you say in reaction to that, when obviously people are emotionally struck by those stories and have a tendency to be sympathetic towards other solutions for dealing with it?
I say, sure you are, Mr. President, and I'm a gay pirate. I mean, one just has to study Barack Obama's voting record. One just has to study that Barack Obama will go to the Vietnam Memorial Wall, Greg. The commander-in-chief will go to the Vietnam Memorial Wall and put on his scamming best, his community organizer, Acorn, Van Jones gangland, Chicago gangster politics scam best, and pretend to show respect for 58,000 heroic American military warriors who gave the ultimate sacrifice fighting communism. And then President Obama will go back and appoint members of the Communist Party as his czars. He will continue to associate and hire communists, publicly admitted communists, after visiting the Vietnam Memorial Wall. Greg, it doesn't get any more arrogant, it doesn't get any more dishonest, and it doesn't get any more anti-American than this president.
Ted, you just kind of talked about the political dynamics in the country. On the one hand, especially from a conservative perspective, you have those who are the takers and those who are the makers. And you talked about the gun debate as being one between logic and facts versus emotion, perhaps. Do you get the sense that, given the election results and given kind of where the polls are on some of these issues right now, that despite what you see as an advantage on the logic and facts, that you'll win the debate?
That's the scary issue right now, Greg. It really is a nation divided, and it's never been more divided. The racism that President Obama and Eric Gunrunning Holder promote is just heartbreaking, and it's tragic. And those of us that know better have got to constantly expose their ruse and their scams and their racist agenda. The prognosis is, I'm an eternal optimist. I'm looking out the window of my beautiful Texas ranch right now with three very happy Labrador retrievers and a beautiful pond full of fish and a bunch of waterfowl and some herons and cranes. And I was out this morning deer hunting with my buddy, producing more Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild shows for the Outdoor Channel. And my band is so good. My crew is so good. My team is so good. My wife is so stunning. My life is so wonderful. Let's put it this way. If it weren't for my knees in the government, my life would be perfect. So I'm going to replace both. And so my prognosis is one of hope and real hope. Hope based on effort and honesty. Not hope based on scamming and deception like the president and his gang. So I feel good about it. I see an awakening. This president and this government is so arrogant in their blatant abuse of power and lying. They lie every chance they get. We're not going to raise taxes on the middle class, but the middle class is the one that's hurting the most with the increase in energy costs and grocery costs and all relative costs. So I'm going to continue spotlighting the cockroaches, and I believe more and more people are waking up out of this horrible curse of apathy. So my hope and prognosis is positive, and we'll keep fighting and keep recruiting people to join the National Rifle Association to keep hammering their elected officials in a polite yet firm way and demand answers, demand accountability, getting the spending under control, stopping this horror of welfare outrage, the reducing of security and the reducing of the military might of America. Everything the president is doing is wrong, and there's approaching 50% of the population that accepts it and stands with him. So it's a matter of constant re-education, constant fact sharing, and I feel very positive. I'm very proud to have a weekly column at WND.com, and I write for a number of different blogs and different websites and different newspapers. I write for a dozen or more sporting publications. I'm on the lecture circuit in between rock and roll tours. I use my bully pulpit and every resource that this We the People guy has. And I see a positive reaction. I see people waking up out of the embarrassing doldrums of apathy, and I see people reemerging and participating in this sacred experiment, self-government, and becoming engaged. So I think that increased engagement is going to cleanse our soul. It's going to upgrade the quality of life in America, and we need more Ted Cruz's and Greg Abbott's and Rick Perry's and Scott Walker's. And I see great, great leadership out there, but we've got to make sure they make policy, not acquiesce to the gangsters in the White House.
Ted Nugent is a rock and roll legend, having sold more than 40 million albums. He is still touring. You can find more on that at tednugent.com. He is also a longtime National Rifle Association board member. He's a prolific author, passionate defender of the First and Second Amendments, and he is now most recently a new columnist for WND.com. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.